السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International and our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة. الحمد لله رب العالمين. We come to you live from our studio in Johannesburg, South Africa, on this beautiful day of Yomul Jumu'ah, the 13th of December, corresponding with the 11th of Jamadul Akhirah, 1446. Ya Rabbi laka alhamdu kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhik wa azimi sultanik. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين أوقعوا عهده الذين هم مفاتيح الرحمة ومصابيح الغرر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الدعاء مفتاح الرحمة، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you an afiyat. Allah accept all our du'as. Allah ta'ala accept the khidmat of deen. Allah grant all of us siha, afiyat. Allah grant all of us husni khatima. May Allah Ta'ala grant us protection and afia. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa ana salim kareem. Ameen, ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 11th of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1446. On this honorable blessed day, the day of Jumu'ah Friday, we focus on chapter 40, Surah Mu'min, Surah Ghafir, verses 61, 62, and 63. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala highlights His absolute power. No organization, no politician, no country can do that. And Almighty Allah does it with precision and accuracy. Allahu alladhi ja'ala lakum al-layla. And Almighty Allah has made for your benefit, O human being, the night. We look at the sunrise, we look at the sunset. In winter, the nights are so long, and in summer, the nights are so short. Daytime in summer, it's so warm and so hot. Who does all this there? Only Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. So why does Almighty Allah give us the night? Litaskunu fi, so that you can have sukoon, you can rest. Now how we take our cell phones and we recharge them. So now we get recharged, we get rejuvenated, and when we wake up, we're ready for the next day's challenges and what have you. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. وَالنَّهَارَ مُبْصِرًا. And Almighty Allah makes the day an eye-opener. وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا. Almighty Allah made the day for your livelihood. Go to your shop, go to your job, go to your farm. Don't sit on your laurels and think of Hadi. The hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, he Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, اللَّهُمَ بَارِكْ لِأُمَّتِي فِي بُكُورِهَا. Ya Allah, give this ummah of mine special barakah blessings in the early, early part of the morning. Allah reward Mo Salim Kareem, his Appa family, and our Junaid Mota, Zakaria Mota. Morning early, 3 o'clock, 3:15, 3:30, they're ready. And now we're firing up all you, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah Wal Jama'ah. You also wake up early, read the Tahajjud, and then we come and beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for all our needs, the Ummah's needs. Inna Allah ladhu fadlin ala nas. Verily Almighty Allah is the possessor of grace upon people. You told the person, wash your car, you'll give him 100 rand. And then he did such a splendid job, you gave him 150, 200 rand. That extra you gave, that is fadl. So Almighty Allah is always giving us extra, much more than what we are entitled to, because he is Arhamur Rahimeen, he is Akramul Akrameen, he is Khairul Raziqeen, the most merciful one to show mercy, the one who gives honor, and he is the most honorable one, and the best of sustainers and nourishers. Alan nas upon human beings, Muslim, non-Muslim. But what do people do? وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. But majority of people are not grateful. Almighty Allah sustains us, nourishes us. So we're supposed to show gratitude, devotion, dedication to Him. But daily we go and we break and violate the commandments. The non-Muslim makes kufr and he goes and rejects the commands of Almighty Allah. The Muslim makes kufran. He shows his unthankful and ungrateful to his ever-recurring bounties of Almighty Allah that are showering upon him or her. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ. That is your sustainer, nourisher, provider. خَالِكُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. The creator of everything. To create means من الْأَدَمْ إِلَى الْهُجُودِ. From nothing into something. Put all the scientists, professors, everybody together and tell them from nothing they must create a fly. Almighty Allah challenges them for all times, all places. لَيَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا. Never can they even create one single fly, all the professors, doctors, scientists put together. And that is enshrined in chapter 22, Surah Hajj, verse 73. So ye to kudrat ka karishma hai, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah. خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. He created everything. He is the only Khaliq and only exclusive creator. Me and you are makhluk, and therefore one day we die and we perish. Chapter 28, verse 88, كُلُّ شَيْءٍ حَالِقٌ إِلَّا وَجْهَ. Everybody, everything shall perish except him, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. He was, he is, he will always be, because he is the sole Malik, the only owner, and the exclusive Khalik and creator. La ilaha illahu, la ma'buda bihaqqin illahu. So the translation will be, there is none worthy of worship, truly speaking, except Him. We only bow down to Him. We only worship Him. No such thing as worshipping idols, one creation worshipping another creation. Nay. فَأَنَّاتُ فَكُونَ. Where are you being misled, oh people, idol worshippers, oh you atheists, oh you people who are gone astray? That who is misleading you? Allah showed you everything, yet you want to become the slaves of your womb's fancies and desires. كَذَلِكَ. Similarly, يُؤْفَكُ الَّذِينَ كَانُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ يَجْحَدُونَ. Those people who rejected the verses of Almighty Allah, but deep down in their inner recesses of their heart, they knew that Almighty Allah's message is the truth. The Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's message is the truth. The previous prophets and messengers, they were speaking the truth. But what they did, كَذَلِكَ يُؤْفَكُ. They also were misled. They were gone astray because of their pride and arrogance. Kufre juhud. Kufre juhud means you know the truth, but because of expediency, because of the perks, the hubbu dunya, the excessive love of this world, of a name and fame, they're not prepared to accept and embrace the truth. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala protect us, protect the progeny, and protect the Ummah and Muslimah throughout the entire world. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 11th of Rabi'ul Akhirah, 1446, day number 434, the Gaza genocide. We present to you the news, views, interviews on this Mubarak day of Friday, Jumu'ah, nationally, globally, internationally, and locally. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. Two jutlas dead, dispatched to Jahannam and roasted, toasted in the hellfire. Israeli war crimes in Gaza are compiled by the historians, that is mentioned in your Haaretz newspaper. So all the crimes they committed, the starvation, the murder of the babies and innocent, and all other crimes, remember that, the committing crimes against humanity and ethnic cleansing, everything has been documented. Bibi Netanyahu, according to the Haaretz, they made a cartoon. He's already in the prison uniform and he's already got handcuffs on, you see. So they already found him guilty. Trong to, that is your next stop, Bibi Netanyahu, you harami, you war criminal, the most hated, detested and despised person on the face of this earth for us as Muslims and people of justice. The media groups condemn Israel over the killing of journalist in Gaza and the Gaza massacre that are taking place in various parts. United Nations Chief Guterres in South Africa criticizes Israel for their invasion into Syria. You hear about Mount Hermon, that Mount Hermon in Arabic, you students, ulama, write it down, Jabalu Sheikh. So that is how they 20 kilometers away from Damascus, and they say that they is right what they are doing. United Nations immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Can you believe it that Malawi, our dear simple country nearby, that abstain from that? You know, you can vote for, you can vote against, or you abstain. So more than 150 countries voted for, and America, Israel, obviously, and a few Mickey Mouse countries, remember, voted against. But I was looking at the list last night, I see Malawi, they were in the third group, they abstained. So you, the African Union, you, the SADC region countries, you should rebuke them, Malawi. Or did Israel bribe them up? Or did America bribe them up as well? So remember when I was a young boy, then Malawi had an African president, his name was Kamuzu Banda. But when he used to come to South Africa, he was given honorary white status. Can you believe that? So an African, but given white status. He had very good ties with the Buddha and the apartheid regime, remember that. So, yeah. Israel refuses to leave the buffer zone in Syria. Can you imagine that? They challenged the whole world because American politicians got dual passports, American and Israeli, many of them. So you don't know which side is their allegiance. And then they get away with murder and so forth. But the time is coming, you jutlas, you're going to lose everything. Innal batila kana zahuqa. Anybody who goes on batil and falsehood. You attack Lebanon, you attack Syria, you attack Gaza, you attack Iraq, you attack whoever you want to, and you think you'll get away? No, there must be repercussions. And remember that today you are the most hated and detested people, the Jutlas and the Jews and the Zionists across the world, and therefore you are hated so much. Israel refuses to leave the buffer zone in Syria, as I mentioned. Now listen to this one here. See, that's what I'm speaking about. How humiliated you get. There are three Israeli American brothers, right? So they're holding the Israeli passport, they're holding the American passport, dual citizenship. So these three brothers, they used to go and do sex trafficking. They get the women, they drug them, they rape them, they get others and so forth, and now they are charged and so forth. So this is the shame and disgrace for the Jews and for the Zionists and for the Americans, that both of you are super terrorists and state terrorism at your best. You must remember that. So that is how Almighty Allah humiliates you. Next one, Russia and India strike a deal. And what a deal? The largest energy deal in history. So Russia and India are really moving, you know, in the good direction, meaning they're helping one another. Pakistan and other countries should wake up. Putin is waiting, but they look more at America, you know. Poland says no more troops to Ukraine. We will not send any troops there. Israel is committing cultural terrorism. Can you believe that? That is in the Haaretz newspaper. The Minister of Culture, he's only got one job, to commit cultural terrorism. Russia becomes the top wheat and grain supplier to Morocco, even beating France. So it shows that Russia is moving ahead, and wherever people want grain, they want food, they want arms, they want ammunition, they prepare to give them, and they say, tell America and their allies to go to hell. Sanjay Shah, he's an Indian, right? He is sentenced to 12 years because of fraud of billions there in Denmark and so forth. The largest and longest sentence given for fraud there in Denmark. So he was now doing taxes and so forth, enriching himself and what, because these guys are masters with the IT. So he's going to spend many, many years still now in jail. Sanjay Shah. Saudi, now listen to this story. So the Saudi PIF, what is PIF? Public Investment Fund. So the Saudi Public Investment Fund will acquire 15% stake in the Heathrow Airport. So they got the means, they got the money, and wherever they feel like buying, they buy. They bought the whole World Cup up with corruption, bribery, and rishwa, and that Allah's curse is on them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La'ana Allahu al-Rashi wal-Murtashi wal-Ra'ish. People who give the bribery, people who receive the bribery, people who arrange the bribery, all parties are cursed. Authentic hadith in Bayhaqi. Then we find that Zuckerberg, the owner of your Instagram and Facebook, I don't even know how it works, these two things, Facebook and Instagram and what have you, but nevertheless, so he gives to Trump $1 million. He says this is for the Trump fund, for the inauguration. You know, Trump wants to do things for the style. He has been voted as the man of the year. I thought they're going to say man of the year, because they shot him through his ear, all cooked up, if you ask me, by Time magazine. Whole lot haramis and shaitans and so al-khabithatu lil-khabithin. Chapter 24, verse 26. Whole lot immoral people, remember that. Taiwan is surrounded by 16 Chinese ships. America is looking, they can't do anything. How going to fight against America? America will fight against Russia, against, you must remember, remember China against Iran and so forth and so on. So that will be too much for them. Africa, let's say a very, very interesting story for me and you in the continent of Africa. Guterres, you see, whatever his name is. So let's just call him United Nations Secretary General. His term will end by December 2026. So still 2 full years to go. We're in December 2024. He says, I promise you, Africa will have 2 permanent seats by December 2026. As long as I am the Secretary General, you will have 2 permanent seats. So they'll have the right of veto and everything, because these 5 countries, you know, America and Britain and then Russia and then France and then China and so forth. So obviously there's no Arab country, there's no African country. So it doesn't show the demographics of the world. So most probably, we're not sure, but it will be Egypt and South Africa. That's what it looks like. Allah knows best. You see these whiteys, I told you, majority of them, wherever I traveled in the world, so I found majority of them to be racist. In South Africa, the racism was by law. So that was called apartheid. There is not by law, but it is something understood. So there in America, a place called Louisville, so the police come in the dead of the night and they shoot the lady dead or the man dead and whatever. So there were so many riots and so forth and so on. So that is what they do. They shoot the blacks and they first shoot and then we'll ask questions. So that is how America functions. A racist and remember a pro-Israeli and a harami state and so forth. So they will fall, Israel will fall and all these Arab tinpot dictators will fall. So Russia moves ahead in eastern Ukraine. Russia is gaining more and more territory. There in this Ukraine war with Russia, day number 1023 today. Malawi abstain, I told you that. Now come to South African news. Listen to this. EFF, this is now Malema and company. They reject Zuma's invitation, MK's invitation. MK, Zuma and company are having a jawl, a party. 1 year or so it is since they are forming or whatever, you understand. 1 year or 6 months, whatever else it is. So remember, I think it's 1 year. Yes, it is 1 year. So now they invited Julius. Julius say, you steal my members, you want them to attend? No, Zuma, I'm not coming. Go fly a kite. Listen to how me and you are being made idiots by the ANC and by the DA and by the various political parties. South Africa, as I speak to you currently, has 77 ministers, deputy ministers, and it's costing us 240 million rand. Can you believe that? And 90% of them from that 77, I can tell you 60, 65 are good for nothing nincompoops. That is what they are. And therefore, the country is in what it is. Hopeless, useless, good for nothing. Remember that. And 77, okay, just getting fat for nothing. And remember that hopeless you guys are. 4 days no water in Gauteng. So better fill up your tanks, fill up your cans and whatever. You see, this is courtesy of the Government of National Unity, ANC leading the charge and so forth. So, yeah, there is some announcements and so forth. Let me make that announcement. So today, 8:30 to 9 will be Mufti Muhammad Aku, inshallah, with Mohana Khalid Yaqub. Then nikah announcements. Anyone of you, your son, daughter, grandchildren, family members getting married, South Africa, overseas, we won't come, don't worry. Just send us the nikah announcements. Then our brother Suleiman Esop will announce it today. Mona Zaid is on leave. We'll come back next year, 1st January. He'll start, inshallah, 2025. So Suleiman Esop will announce it this morning between 10 and 10:30. Inshallah al-Aziz. And remember that the khutbah today will start at around 11:09, 11:10, inshallah, by Sheikh Faisal Ghazawi, Faisal bin Jamil Ghazawi, his forefathers from Gaza. I will be going to Balfour, inshallah, Aziz, with brother Ahmed Abdi. So we should be there, inshallah, by Tabi's place. You know Tabi, my connection, Haji Shabir. So mashallah, so we will be there at around 11 o'clock, that masjid in Balfour. All you people of Balfour and other places know, was opened by our Sheikh Hazrat Maulana Zubair Ali of Leslie, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. Hazrat passed away on the 5th of May 1967 in the month of Muharram. I was there for the Janaza Salat. So I dropped school or whatever, played truant. I told my parents, what school? Leave the school, I'm coming with you. And I went there for the Janaza Salat. What the Waliullah, the sage of the age, Hazrat Mamaji. We never ever called him Hazrat Maulana Zubair Ali. We always called him, we're going to Mamaji. Hazrat Maulana was a Waliullah Naqshbandi. Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. I sent out to you the ulama and the public, and I hope those of you who understand the Urdu language, you heard the lecture and advices and nasiha, our honorable ustad and sheikh Hazrat Maulana Salimullah Khan Sahib Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. I am his first student from South Africa. This is the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. When I went to him, I told him, Hazrat, I want to study hadith by you. He said, you Afriki Tolaba, you students from South Africa, Africa, you are very aramparous and asan, you want all facilities. We got nothing here for you. I said, Hazrat, I don't worry about that. You are the biggest sheikh in hadith now. I want to study, main har qurbani karne ke liye tayar hu. I'm prepared to make every sacrifice. He looked at me and smiled. He said, okay, you come. And alhamdulillah, 1400, and the year was 1980. So we graduated, and then it was Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib who was a special guest of honor, and for the Bukhari Sharif Khatam of Pakistan, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib. And then they called me for the Star Bandi, the first student, you see, to graduate. So with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, all that, not that we are entitled to it or deserve it. Adha min fadli Rabbi. So what advice he gave, I sent it to you also, Maulana Salim. And he said, O ulama of Pakistan, remember this Wifaqul Ulama has been formed by the great, great Awliyaullah of Pakistan to protect our madaris and darulums and to protect the deen of Islam. All our masajid, our madrasas, our darulums, our tabligh work, da'wat work is all for one purpose, the hafuzuddin, to protect the deen of Islam. So remember that every government in Pakistan came and he tried to cause us harm. So I want to inform you all about that. Now, take that and bring it today to South Africa. TJ is going to give a lecture in Mayfair. The trustees, the imam, have done a great disservice by hosting such a shaitan, Dajjal, who is a sympathizer of the Shias. The Turkish masjid, there anything goes and everything goes. What they worry? So it's very surprising that so people go. Yes, the India, Pakistan is for them. They will flock to it. But remember that a lot of ta'assub and partisanship involved. We discuss things in the light of Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. If a person goes and sits with the Sikhs and they praising their idols and demigods and he makes wahwa wahwa, we have all the evidence and we sent it out also. That is kufr and shirk, that 100%. And you go and promote him, it's an absolute shame and disgrace on your TV station, on your radio station. It's haram to go to him and to his lectures and to contribute money and so forth. Our job is what? وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ, to speak the truth. See the awam, how many letters they are writing to the ulama. Where's your voices now? You are making so much noise previously. Even the awam can sense it. We're disgracing ourselves. يَا مِلْحَ الْأُمَّةِ إِذَا فَسَدَ الْمِلْحُ فَسَدَ الطُعَامِ. In the words of Sufyan Thawri rahimahullah, Sufyan Thawri said, oh you, that you are the salt of this ummah. If that salt gets rotten, the food gets rotten. We remember our akabir that in Karachi, Hazrat Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri, he hit the table and told Bhutto, aapko faisla karna hoga, you will have to do that. Hazrat Maulana Salimullah Khan Sahab told Parvez Musharraf, you do what you want to do against the madrasas and see what we will do. He was the chief and he got a shock of his life. Ye ek waliullah, a calendar admi, what he told him. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahab Faqihu Hadil Ummah, these are our kabir, not these here scholars for dollars and bunch of mufatiyas. So remember, it's haram to go to their lectures and sponsor them and so forth. The quicker they go, we say good riddance. That is our message. Let's fire up, Maulana. We have 18, 20 minutes, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, what to do if wuzu breaks in the Haram Sharif? Can Zamzam be used for wudu or for salah?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nowadays in the Haram Sharif, there are normal taps also, meaning not Zamzam water. Ma'un lil wudu. You will see there is written water for ablution. And if you use Zamzam water also for wudu, all that permissible. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah's kitab refuted about Hajj and so forth. So all that you will find it Ahkam-e-Hajj, and Rafiq Estafar is another book. So Ahkam-e-Hajj also you will find it there. So yes, it is permissible to perform wudu with the normal water in the Haram and the Zamzam water.
Mufti Sahab, is it permissible to give Zamzam water to non-Muslims?
Yes, Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's authentic hadith in Ibn Majah, ma'u zamzama lima shuriba lahu, that zamzam water, whatever intention you make, Allah Jalla Wala will make it effective. His authentic hadith in Ibn Majah, give it to the non-Muslim and tell him that this is for shifa and cure and so forth. And make the intention in your heart, Ya Allah, give him the nur of Iman and Islam. Let him or her embrace Islam. Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, when he was 2 years old, he was born in Gaza al-Mubarakah. His father Idris, his name Muhammad, his father's name Idris, he passed away in Gaza. He's buried there. After the iddat, the whole family then migrated, made hijrah from Gaza al-Mubarakah to Makkah Mukarramah, and he would drink zamzam, zamzam, and he made intention, Ya Allah, Jalla wala, give me ilmun wafir, profound abundant knowledge. At the age of 7, is Hafiz already. At the age of 10, he bahated Mu'tah Imam Malik already. Who's his teacher? Muslim bin Khalid al-Zanji. Muslim bin Khalid Zanji, the African. At the age of 13, he tells Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, start teaching ye in the Haram Sharif. At the age of 13, وَكَانَ يُدَرِّسُ فِي الْحَرَمِ الْمَكِّي, his teaching. وَأَجَازَ لَهُ بِالْإِفْتَاءِ, at the age of 15, he gave him verbal permission to issue fatawa and verdicts. That was the Abqari, the genius, Imam Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, the barakah of his parents, his teachers, and Gaza and Makkah Mukarramah. Then he went to Medina to study by his honorable teacher, Imam Malik rahimahullah. Go study, these are our giants, remember that.
Mufti Sahab, is my mother's sister's husband my mahram?
No, not your mahram. I have my beloved mother, so my mother's sister is my masi, my kala. So you must remember, my kala's husband will not become a mahram for my sister. So you must remember that. So that is how, that see, you are a lady, right? So now you the lady, so now you will not be he, your masaji, that is your masi's husband, your khala's husband, will not be your mahram. Remember that. Me and you today, we take these things very lightly. Let me give you 2-3 other examples. My father's brother, right? My Bamli kaka, they say that. So my Bamli is Ibrahim, but in Mehman they make Bamli. So Bamli kaka, Ibrahim kaka's wife. So my kaki, my chachi, so my father's brother's wife, so I am not mahram for her. Understand that there. My mother's brother, so my mamaji, my mamaji's wife, my mami, mumani, so I am not mahram for her. I can't shake their hands and so forth and so. That's different thing. We take it very light, but we have to teach you the Sharia. The Sharia says, no, I'm not mahram for them. So you should know these issues here. Parda is compulsory in these instances.
Mufti Sahab, please advise, can one go for Umrah if he has a lot of debts?
To pay your debts is compulsory. You don't pay your debts, you'll end up in Jahannam if you're not careful. 3-4 ahadith quickly. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith in Musnad Ahmad. Nafsul mu'mini mu'allaqatun biduyunihi hatta tugza anhu. The person's life, soul, body will remain suspended until unless all the debts of the deceased are paid. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith mention, remember in Mishkat Sharif, يُغْفَرُ لِلشَّهِيدِ كُلُّ ذَنْبٍ إِلَّا الدَّيْنِ, that all the sins of the martyr there in Palestine, in Syria, in wherever, so Libya or Pakistan or wherever, Kashmir or Sudan, that their sins will be forgiven, but provided they have Iman, Islam, إِلَّا الدَّيْنِ, except the debts will not be forgiven. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ma'thami wal-maghram, hadith Bukhari Sharif. I seek your protection, Ya Allah, from the places and the things that are haram and sinful. Wal maghram, and debts. So now Umrah is mustahab, is sunnah, and payment of debts is compulsory. It's not permissible for you to go. It's just now December time, people are on leave. They say, chalo, let me go for Umrah. It's not for ibadat, it's just a shopping spree. It's just a holiday. It's just to go there and watch what's new happening. And the World Cup is coming after 10. It won't happen. It won't happen, inshallah. There will be a revolution before that, inshallah. So, inshallah, that's our dua. Allahumma ahlik ala Saud, kama ahlakta Ada wa Thamud. Ya Allah, decimate and destroy MBS and all those in the ala Saud who are assisting him with his kufr and batil and so forth. So, inshallah, it won't happen. So, it's not permissible to go for Umrah whilst you have so many debts to pay and so forth. Life is all about al-aham fal-aham, means the laws of priority. But this ummah today, they don't even know what their priorities are. There's the sad tragedy.
Mufti Sahab, I'm expecting 7 weeks pregnant. I started bleeding. Can I still read Salah or should I wait for the bleeding to stop, make ghusl, and then start reading?
Remember, you, my sisters who are pregnant, this is a usul, and the usul means principle, and this is the fatwa. You must remember that whilst you are pregnant, whatever bleeding you experience is not menses, it is istihada. So it is, you are still tahira, you are still clean. So now you must continue with your salat, and for every first salat you make a fresh wudu. You don't have to make a ghusl, and you just continue as normal. So as long as you have this bleeding but you are still pregnant, so just make a fresh wudu. You will be considered as a ma'zura, a lady with a valid excuse. Husband-wife relationship all can continue as well. So remember, and all parties, you the husband, you the wife, all of you read chapter number 37, that is Surah Swafat after Surah Yasin, verse 100. read, see simple dua. Rabbi habali mina salihin. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam's dua. Oh Allah, grant me pious offspring children. Second translation. Rabbi habali mina salihin. Ya Allah, grant me normal children. So inshallah, sister, you don't worry. You continue with your salat. You continue with tilawat. You continue husband-wife relationship. However, for your salat, every first salat, make a fresh wudu. So the, like maghrib time, be very careful. When the adhan goes, then you go and make wudu. Not before sunset. You can't make wudu before sunset and then read maghrib salat for people who are ma'zoor. That the male got problem, plumbing problem, leaking problem, Allah forbid. The lady got istihada problem and so forth. So you have to wait for the time to start and then you perform your wudu and then you read your salat, mashallah.
Mufti Sahib, a lady passes away, no parents, no spouse. One daughter with four sons, one brother and two sisters. Do the siblings inherit?
So yeah, always remember when a Muslim person passes away, so then the first thing will be burial, funeral expenses. Second will be the debts of the deceased, personal debts, corporate business debts, all to be paid immediately. Justice delayed is justice denied. Third is wasiyah, written or verbal, and their witnesses. So that must be given to those non-heirs, and maximum amount 1/3 of the net estate. Then you come to the shares of the heirs. So let's go through this year. So this person passed away and was survived by who? One biological daughter. That daughter has sons, so the sons don't feature. Remember this law that your daughter's children, there's a will arham, the uterine heirs, their shares are right in the ending, so they don't get anything. That is your daughter's children, the four sons, they're out of the equation. So who are the heirs? So let's now highlight the heirs. So in this scenario, the heirs are who? The daughter, and then the mayyid's brother, and then the mayyid's two sisters. So those are the heirs. So how much will the daughter get? 50%. How much will the brother get? So from the second 50%, he will get, the brother, 25%. And the two sisters of the mayyid, they will get 12.5. So there's it sorted out for you. There's 100,000 rand, so 50,000 rand will go to the daughter, 50%. And then the brother of the deceased, so now the second 50% will be distributed, 25,000 to him, so 25% for him. And there are two sisters, so they will get 12.5. So you give them 12,500, and that's it there. Expedited, and no argument, all this in the noble Quran, clearly enshrined, faridatam min Allah, inna Allah kana aliman hakima. These shares are designated by Almighty Allah, and it behoves Almighty Allah alone to mention it. Why? He is all-knowing and all-wise. People will come and change things. First amendment, second amendment, because everything of human being is puny little brains, remember that.
Mufti Sahib, I'm reading an English Quran translation just to better my knowledge and to understand the Quran better. After completion, is it accepted as a completed Quran or must I read the dua for completion?
Remember, my brother, my sister, when you read the translation in English, Afrikaans, Urdu, Zulu, or Greek, or Russian, or whatever language, so that is not Quran. That is translation Quran. Sometimes the translator is a traitor also. You will have a Qadiani or a Shia, and then they will translate according to their whim's fancies and desires. So now you completed reading the translation from Surah Fatiha, right till Surah An-Nas, 114 chapters, but you haven't read anything of the Quran. Quran is bilisanin arabiyyin mubin. So Quran is in the Arabic language. You read just the translation. So if you don't know the Arabic language, for whatever reason, so you must learn it. There's no excuse. And if you are a new Muslim, you just embrace Islam, my sister, my brother. So you must start from the basics. Remember that where there's a will, there's a will. way in South Africa now. You get, for example, people come from Russia, 10 million of them, example. Then see how the people will learn Russian so they can make money out of it. You must remember that. My beloved father, my uncle, Bamli Kaka, Jusa Kaka, that they knew 5-6 African languages. I used to be amazed, man. They used to speak Zulu, they speak Sisutu, they speak Shingani, and I don't know what and what they speak. So you say, no, because we want to run the business, you know. So how they learned it? So if we can learn all this for worldly reasons, so why you can't learn? You must remember the Arabic language. There's no excuse. So we all must try and make a concerted effort. So there's no dua and all that after completing the English translation or any translation for that matter.
Muftisab, is a female deprived of multiplied sawab if she reads her salah in her room instead of the masjid in Medina and Makkah?
My sister, listen to this hadith. This is mentioned in Targhib wa Tarheeb by Allama Hafiz Munzir, and it is sahih and authenticated by Sheikh Albani rahimahullah. Umme Humayda Sa'idiyah came there to Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina Munawwara. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to read salat behind you inside Masjid Nabawi. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, see, your house has got three parts. If you read salat in the front portion, you'll get more reward than reading behind me, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Masjid Nabawi. You read in the middle portion, your reward will increase. You read right at the back, so remember, you will receive the optimum maximum reward. Therefore, there's ijma consensus that for you ladies in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak, you read your first salat in your hotel rooms and so forth, you will receive much more reward than reading behind the imam. We are saying, if you read behind the imam, your salat is valid. But what is better for you, and your reward will be much greater if you read there. Yes, for Makkah, you go out there to the haram to perform your tawaf. In Madinah Munawwara, you come inside the masjid to read salat and salat. And if you can get place at Riyazul Jannah, which nowadays is very difficult for the ladies and with MBS crazy laws, so remember that you go to the masjid to offer the salat and salam. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. Allahumma arzuqna shafa'atan Nabiyyil Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, let the Master alayhi salatu salam intercede for us. Otherwise, my brother, my sister, you speak directly to the Master alayhi salam. Ishfa'ali ya Rasulallah, wali walidayya, wali zawjati, wali awladi, wali ikhwati, wali akhawati, wali jami'i ummati Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see, yesterday I sent out and that frame was there. Huna as-salah ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How magnificent it was. So you must remember that. So you look at that and then you say, Ya Rasulullah, intercede for me, for my wife, for my parents, my children, my siblings, and the entire ummah and muslimah. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Shafa'ati li ahli al-kabair min ummati. My intercession is for this ummah of mine, those people who committed major crimes and sins. So authentic hadith, Tirmidhi. Last question, Maulana.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to go on a ship cruise? We stay away from all the haram activities.
That is like saying I'm going to go in the rain and I'll stay away from all getting wet. So you're a crazy person who will make such a statement. All the nudity there, all the haram music there, all the diving there, the dancing and diving and all that. You also will start shaking your front side and your back side and so forth. A to Z, all these ship cruises, totally haram. All the money you spend there, you become the brother and sister sister of Satan Lucifer. Innal mubazirina kanu ikhwana shayateen. The people who squandered their wealth on big weddings, 1 million, 2 million, 5 million, on cruise ships and all this kind of thing, all haram it is, A to Z. Only a crazy Maulvi will tell you that is Sharia compliant. Why? Ask him, because he got a free ticket, the Mufatiya. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.